I got in high school, I didn't. But as a kid, like 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th grade, I played Little League baseball. And I just walked across the cornfield behind my house, and there was the baseball field. So it's like, that was a great place to be, was at the baseball games. And if I wasn't playing, I was still up there hanging around, you know, running underneath the bleachers and showing somebody a pet squirrel. And, you know, I remember one time a friend of mine had a little workshop behind the ball field over there, and the ball players between innings would run around behind the snack bar and get a drink of water out of this old standing spigot, and it had eroded out a hole in the ground full of water, so they would go and have to straddle this hole and get water, and they would all be lined up. Well, my buddy was a real scientist, and he was real into, so he was always building generators and all kind of things, so he hot-wired that spigot out there. And he said it was just enough volts to sting you, but it wouldn't hurt you bad. And we used to sit over in his shop and wait till between innings. And when the guys all went running around there to line up to get water, we'd pick out one guy. And there's old Charlie, you know, let's get him. So everybody would get water, but when this one guy would bend over to get water, my friend would go, you know, and this guy would go like, woo! Said, what happened? He said, well, that thing shocked me. And so we'd be over there just cracking up, looking out the window, and the other guys would get water, and they'd say, no, it's okay. It's okay. And then we'd wait until that guy went by to get water, and we'd go like, pew! So we were always up to something. And poor guy, we'd pick out one guy, and we'd never let him get a drink of water all night long. And then on the other side of the bleachers, Angus, that was his yard, and he had apple trees out there, and we're always climbing over the fence to get his apples, and, you know, he'd chase us out of there. And then, of course, later on he was always a dear friend of the family and all, and it was just kind of a Mr. Wilson, Dennis the Menace type relationship, you know. So there was always something going on around the ballpark up there. There was never a dull minute. Some great BB gun battles took place up there around that ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Well, a great story to end this.
That's a good end.